Hello?
Hello, this is Sarah Hughes.
Yes, Judge Hughes, this is Abe Fortas. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Well, doing a little work for the president because of these stories about the Bible.
Okay.
Now, I've explained to everybody around here that doesn't matter as a matter of law, kind of book is used that you can administer the oath without using any Bible or any book at all, or you can do it on a copy of Dickens. So that
Sears Roebuck catalog.
Yeah, well, actually, I told the president he could take his oath on a copy of Playboy.
Well, let's hope he won't.
But now, I've gone through the files up here to try to get this thing straightened out. Gotten together whatever information there is in the immediate staff. Let me tell you very briefly where we are at the moment trying to untangle this thing. Number one, Larry O'Brien has a recollection. He was on the plane, you remember. And he has a recollection that you came on the plane with a Bible and that he handed you something that he thought was a Bible that a steward had handed him and which had been in the president's quarters, and that he asked you to use that book instead of the book you brought on.
Well, first, I did not bring on a Bible.
Oh, you did not?
No, I did not have one.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I don't know who handed me the Bible.
Yes.
It was a man.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was handed to me, he said, this is a Catholic Bible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I am very unobserving to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I described that Bible being about 8 by 6 inches.
Yes.
And not knowing what the color of it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say an undersized, if you're familiar with the Episcopal Church.
Yes.
A little larger than a hymnal or a prayer book in the Episcopal Church.
Yeah. Well, now, did you give it to somebody on the plane?
I gave it back to somebody. I gave it to somebody as I was leaving.
Yeah.
And that person said, don't you want to keep it?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, it doesn't belong to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It belongs on the plane.
I see.
Now, I didn't look at the book, Vice President didn't look at it either.
Mm-hmm.
I just had it in my hand. You know, we weren't thinking either one of us.
No.
All this was going to happen.
No. Do you remember whether the person who handed it to you had on a white jacket, whether he was a steward or whether he wore glasses? Or...
No, I couldn't describe them at all. All I know is it was a man.
And the person to whom you handed it?
Remember whether it was a man or a woman.
Uh-huh. Right. Now, actually, just for your information, I don't think you ought to say anything about this. There is no great mystery about this, because the book that you used was turned over to the official in charge of presidential papers. And it's here and has been here, you see. So it wasn't stolen, it didn't disappear. And whoever you gave the book to saw that it got where it should have gotten.
Uh-huh.
Which is in the official archives, you see.
Well, does it look anything like what I said about...
Yes, it has a black leather cover on it, and there's a sign of a cross on it. And it's about, you described it in a letter that you wrote as about 6 by 8 inches. Actually, it's about 6 by 3 or 4.
Really?
And it is not a, strictly speaking, a Bible. It's a prayer book, a missal. But I think you ought to, I want to tell you this because I think it would be wrong for you to have any lingering problem as to whether this is a Kennedy family Bible or whether it did disappear. Actually, the book had never been opened, obviously never been opened, never been used, you see. There's not a mark in it, there's no name written in it or anything of the sort. It appears pretty clearly that it was just a presentation copy that somebody gave President Kennedy.
Was it used in the Catholic Church?
Yeah, it's a Catholic missal or prayer book. That's all it is. And anybody looking at it would think that it was a Bible looking at it from the outside because it's got a cross embossed on it, on the front of it, you know. It's perfectly clear that it was never used or opened. There's not a single mark on it, and the only thumbing that it's had has been by me since all this arose, you see.
Yes.
So I just wanted you to know that. Now, if you're asked anything about this, may I suggest to you, quite unnecessarily, I'm sure, but I hope you won't think impertinently, that all you say is that when you came on the plane, somebody handed you something that you understood to be a Bible, and that was used. And then when you, and neither you nor the president looked into it, then vice president looked into it.
I've stated that any number of.
I know you have. Mm-hmm.
I hadn't said what I understood. I just said that when I got on the plane, somebody handed me a Bible and said, I don't have to say it was understood, said, this is a Catholic Bible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I see that I've said incorrectly was the size of it.
Well, that isn't very incorrect anyway.
No.
Because it's a small book, but. Of course, I've seen Bibles, you have too, that are much smaller than this. And it's about, it's a good inch or inch and a quarter thick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Might very well.
I've said that neither one of us looked at it.
Mm, that's right. Well, that's important to repeat if you're asked again.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because, you see this.
Called me from the Dallas News, and he had been contacted by Newsweek.
I see. And what did he ask you?
Well, he asked me all these questions, the only thing I've given incorrectly was, what I usually say, and I said it this time too, I said I presume that it belonged to President Kennedy.
Yeah.
Because he usually quoted from the Bible in his speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And I presume that he had used this for his some of his speeches.
Yeah.
That was a presumption of mine.
Yeah, well, that is incorrect because it is not a Bible, and this obviously was never used, you know.
Yes.
The copy.
I'd better change that presumption.
No, I think you'd better let it ride because. Now, all the newspaper men in the country are going to be crawling over everybody. Actually, you see, this is, you've seen many of them, so have I. It's the authorized missal or prayer book, which has prayers in it, the Catholic Church. It has prayers in it, and this is, it's got a nice tulle leather slipcover with a cross on the front of it, and it obviously has never been used at all.
Yeah, well, I don't have to say that, because I
don't. No, don't say it, because you don't know, and you wouldn't. I'm just telling you for your own, information about it. It's not something that President Kennedy ever used.
Well, I wish that some way could be found to discourage people from continually interviewing me. I had...
Isn't it awful?
When I was at the American Bar Convention, two reporters interviewed me, and the one thing they wanted to talk about was the swearing in.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. Well, it was a historic event. And
it was, but I think we ought to be pretty talking about it.
Well, I agree with you, but they've got this Manchester, a fellow named Manchester's getting out this book and looks going to serialize it, and they're going to, and that's why we want to be quite meticulous about the whole business.
Well, I thank you very much, Justin, for calling me. I want you to know that I appreciate it, and I do think a lot of you.
Well, aren't you nice, Judge Hughes? I sure want to see you, and I hope I'll have that pleasure very soon.
I had a law clerk this past year who was a very great admirer of yours, a graduate of Columbia, and he's going to be with the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice.
Oh.
I'm sure that you will see him sometime.
Well, you ask him to call on me. I'll be just delighted to see him.
All right, fine. You come to see us.
Thank you, Judge Hughes. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
Better.